I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. Love it or hate it, don't forget this weekend is when we spring forward the clock 1 hour in observation of daylight savings time. Daylight hours will be extended into the evening, a welcome change in the clock for many people tired of the dark, gray days of winter. But it is a myth that daylight savings time was created to benefit agriculture. Catherine Walker, Special Assistant to the Director of Oregon's Department of Agriculture, says,
"Actually, it's not true that daylight savings time was created to benefit agriculture. In fact, when it was first proposed in the 1900s, there were a lot of farm groups opposed to this idea.
Although as a law, daylight savings times had fits and starts, and initially not all states were using it, it was the Uniform Time Act of 1966, signed by President Johnson, that helped to stop the scheduling difficulties from state to state. States that wanted an exemption had to pass a state law to do so, and currently Hawaii and Arizona are the only two states that do not participate in daylight savings time. In general, good or bad, a time change doesn't really alter what a farmer or rancher needs to do on a daily basis. Few ag producers watch the clock. There's always jobs to do, light, dark, rain, or shine. There's only so many hours in a day to get the work done, whether the clock springs forward or falls back 1 hour. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.